Welcome to the Marketing Seekers Podcast. My name is Russell Brunson, and I'm what you call a serial entrepreneur, but with a twist. You see, 50% of my time, I'm the CEO of ClickFunnels, helping over 100,000 brands to grow their companies with funnels. And the other 50% of my time, I'm actually in the trenches using ClickFunnels to grow the startups I believe in. During this podcast, I'll take you behind the scenes and show you how we are bootstrapping ClickFunnels and my other businesses from startup to nine figures and beyond. Welcome to the show. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Marketing Seekers Podcast. Today is an update podcast. We're going to update you on some cool stuff. So a lot of you guys know, over the last little while, I've launched a brand new company called Seekers of Success, which has been so much fun. It's fun to like get back into like getting my hands dirty and doing all the things again, you know? And really the goal of this company was to create something that everyone else could follow along with, right? Inside of the Too Common Complex coaching program, like literally, it's been fun because basically, like, I'm doing something. I launched the MIFKI and come back. I'm like, hey, guys, here's what we did. Here's how we launched MIFKI. Go launch yours. And so everyone's kind of following along on the journey. It's been really, really fun. So I want to give you guys an update, though, because a lot of you guys were at Funnel Hacking Live. And you talked about like my goal, like me calling my shots, how to go from zero to $100 million in recurring revenue by following the linchpin. And so we're on the path of it right now. And it's growing. It's doing well. And so I want to give you guys an update and the things that are happening. So number one. First phase, like after Funnel Hacking Live, and I kind of called the shot, we came back and a month later, we launched the membership site, which was really fun, right? Putting it all together and thinking about how do we create a membership site that's sticky, that's going to be unique, that's going to be different. And I think overall, it's been great. Membership site's been fun. And but I had one thing that we tweaked in January that I want to share with you because I think it was important. So when you join Seekers of Success, it's like, why is someone joining, right? Because they want to learn these principles. They want to like hang out with me. They want to talk about success and personal development and things like that, which has been fun, right? And so what's cool is like, you go in there in the members area, and right now there's like a success path, which is each month I teach a principle. A lot of these principles are coming from the new book I'm writing, but it's fun because I get a chance, you know, from stage here to go deep into these different principles. And we do it live with the group, and so everyone gets to interact and hang out with each other. And then it becomes a module in the members area. And so right now we're going month by month, each month doing a new module, and that's been really fun and getting people to stick, getting people engaged in this stuff. And it's been a fun place for me to also test the material for the book that I'm writing, right? So it's been multi-purpose. It's been really good. The number two thing we have a library, right? It's a digital library where we're scanning and getting audiobooks done of all the most amazing lost files of all time, right? Like these books and these works and these manuscripts. And so each month people go in, they got credits, they can unlock, kind of like Audible, they can unlock a book. So they can unlock a book and sometimes it's a PDF or an ebook or an audiobook or both or all three things. Sometimes it's a course from Nightingale Conan. Like there's just, it's an ever-growing library of just amazingness, right? I'm spending $100,000 a month on books and courses, and then we're putting in the best of the best and putting them in there. And so this library keeps growing, which is really cool as well. And then we added a book club where every single month we're picking a book. We got Whitney Dixon on our team, who's like She's doing the book club and running the virtual mastermind. So every single week there's a virtual mastermind where we're all reading a book together. We jump in and basically she shares some best practices and we do these breakout rooms where everyone breaks out and you have a chance to discuss with other people in the community. And it's just, it's been so cool. And so it's been building a really strong, really solid community, membership site, a really cool base. So, And I'm talking about membership, I'm trying to talk in a timeline, but I'm going to jump out of the timeline from it because in January, one of the big things I saw, like as people were canceling, is like, there's so much cool stuff here. I don't know how to keep up, right? Or like, I don't have a chance to read a book every single month. Like there's a lot. So I was like, okay, how do I, for people like that, and I'm probably one of those people, like I listen to a lot of audiobooks all the time, but at the same time, like I'm busy. So it's like, sometimes it's like, just give me the meat, give me the cliff notes. Like what's the most important thing? And so in January, we started doing this thing where basically, I look at like, because I'm spending at least $100,000 every single month just on, in fact, most of the profit of this company is getting reinvested back into books. So thank you guys for supporting my addiction. But it's been fun. So basically what happens is I buy all these old books and courses, and magazines, all these things are coming in. And so now I'm doing a newsletter each month. But basically it's like, hey, here's all the stuff. So I'm telling the stories of the treasure. Like I found this over here and this over here. So it's kind of a fun, the newsletter's fun because I'm telling the treasure hunts behind the scenes. So you can see what I'm acquiring and how I found and what they are. So you see what the gold gems are. But then on top of that, I'm saying, okay, like, I bought this magazine. This is a $30,000 magazine. I bought it because, you know, here's the story why. But like, and I read the whole thing, but like, and it's great. But like, there's this one article that so-and-so wrote that's like Orson Sweet Martin did this thing on achievement that was amazing. So then I actually pulled out and I have it in the newsletter. And I'm like, here's this book set I bought. And the book set's amazing, but like, here was the gold nugget. Like these three principles, like here they are. And so like, I'm curating all the stuff and I'm making the Cliff Notes version. So if you're like, I don't have time for everything, Russell, but like, what's the best of the best? Like now that newsletter's in there. So I've published Januarys and Februarys. I'm writing Marches actually today and tomorrow, so that'll be in there soon as well. But it's just, again, it's curating the best stuff, finding the gold nuggets, and handing it to you on a silver platter. And people have been loving that as well too. And so those are some of the pieces that have been happening. Okay, let me step back to the timeline now. So after Funaki Live, got the membership site done, we created the Mifki offer, which was insane. And then we launched it to my list, to everyone's list, affiliates list, and it was amazing. I think we ended up getting, I can't remember the exact numbers, it was like 3,000 or 4,000 people, I think, during the launch who joined, who bought the Mifki, who came to the membership site, which is awesome. And one of the coolest things for the funnel hacking nerds out there, if you go through the funnel, like the uptake rate for yearly was insane. Like 20% of people bought yearly. Which if you do the math on that, it was like almost $1 million in sales just came from people upgrading yearly, which was amazing. Or hit 2 Comic Club just from people buying the yearly upgrade. So the funnel is converting really well, especially to warm traffic. And so it was amazing. And a lot of affiliates made a lot of money. In fact, I'm flying out tomorrow to do the affiliate event for the top 10 affiliates. We were actually flying to Chicago. Why are you flying to Chicago, Russell? It's like, well, Chicago happens to be the home of Mr. Earl Nightingale. Nightingale Conant's from there. Earl Nightingale is one of my favorite authors, speakers from this time period. Like, he had a daily radio show for like 10 years or 20, I don't know, forever. He was the very first person to have a spoken word record go gold, platinum, right? Which is called The Strangest Secret. Like, whole bunch of cool things. So the top 10 affiliates, we're going to Chicago, and we're going to have like an Earl Nightingale day. I'm going to be teaching them about Earl Nightingale. We're bringing a record player. We're going to play an original record of The Strangest Secret so we can, as a group, like hear it together. And we'll have a cool mastermind. Vic Conant, who runs Nightingale Conant, is going to come, and he's going to do some Q&A. And it's going to be a really fun thing. And so but all the top 10 affiliates made a bunch of money. We have this really cool experience with them now. So that's kind of the next step in the journey. Yeah, and then after that, I was like, okay, now we got to figure out customer support, make sure everything, all the systems part, right? It's kind of like after you do the launch, then it's like the cleanup, the dust, find things that are broken. Like, we found all the little tech errors. So it was, you know, probably a month and a half, 2 months of just trying to fix everything, save lives, so the members have a good experience, making sure there's no problems happening, getting all of our, you know, everything in a row, all our ducks in a row. And then it's like, cool, now it's working. Now it came back like, okay, now how do we start growing this? How do we start growing this, right? So the first thing we started doing as we were kind of cleaning things up is we didn't want to spend money on ads yet. We didn't want to, like, we wanted to just to kind of like start this process. So we started doing these like little mini dramatic demonstrations. So what we do is like each month in the membership site, we would do a book club, right? So for example, month number one was Elsie Lincoln Benedict's book set, which is called How to Get Anything You Want, which is one of the greats of all time. If you do nothing but join Secrets of Success for that book set alone and listen to the audiobook and read the PDF, like that alone is worth the value of a year worth of the membership. Like, I'm not kidding. Like, that's, of all the gold I found, it might be my favorite thing I found in, you know, $18 million now of like buying, or maybe, I don't know the exact numbers. However, a lot of money buying books. Like, that is probably one of my favorite gems of all of them. And so the first month that became the book club. And so what we did is we did a little mini challenge for 3 days. Day number one, I interviewed Joe Vitale about that book set because he knew about it. And then Eileen Wilder and then Annie Grace. And so we each just did these little mini interviews with each person. And then basically call action was like, the book club starting Friday, like go get in there, right? And so we did that to the list, and we got a handful, there were 500 or 600 or more members that came in from that campaign. The next book club was Robert Collier's book, Secret of the Ages, which is another book set that's insanely cool. And so this time though, instead of doing a 3-day challenge, I was like, I want to do a mini reversal. So we did a 1-hour webinar, people registered, I talked about the book, Eileen talked about the book, Annie talked about the book, they pushed people to join the book club that was starting, and we got a whole another big slew of members coming in. So each month we're doing basically, we know what's gonna be fulfilled in the membership site. So we pull that out, and we do a little mini dramatic demonstration talking about it, sharing the best principles, why we're excited, and then push people to join so they can be part of the book club to go deeper in it. And those little campaigns have been great. They've been great for us, they've been great for affiliates. You know, they're not like, we added 2,000 members overnight, but it's getting a consistent stream of just members each month coming in because we're taking one gold nugget from the membership site, bringing it out, shining a spotlight on it, talking about why it's so cool, and it gives people a reason to want to get access to jump back in. So that's been really cool as kind of a monthly thing to do as we're just kind of building things up. This last month then, we decided, okay, now things are working, everything's in place, we have an email sequence, we have a newsletter, everything's, you know, all the linchpin steps are working really, really well. Now let's start turning on paid ads to the Mifki funnel. And so we turn on paid ads to the Mifki funnel, and you know how tracking is, how it never really tells you the truth? Like, it's like, it doesn't matter, you know, we have like, you have Facebook stats, you got ClickFunnels stats, you got HighRoses stats, you got, you know, like all the stats, none of the stats ever match. People are like, why isn't ClickFunnels stats matched here? Like, none of the stats ever match anywhere. They're all different. And then you have like Stripe stats on the sales. Then you got the counting, like stats is the most annoying thing. When somebody actually makes stats flawless, you think that this is just math, right? Like, how many people clicked on this link? And anyway, I'm not going to go on a rant right now. Anyway, so we have basically have like 20 different places we track stats. We try to like sync them all together to figure out the best case scenario. So we had everything, we were running it, and based on what we thought was the correct stats, we were like a 1.4 to 2 ROAS, a return on ad spend. So every dollar we spent ads, making $1.52 back, which was amazing, right? So we started growing and scaling, we're like dumping money, and we're like, this is insane, like everything's hitting. And then my accountant, you know, who's looking at his version of the stats, which is different than all the marketing version of the stats, is like, hey, this month, you know, we lost $60,000. I'm like, no, we didn't. Like, we're at a 2x ROAS. Like, we're making money. And he's like, well, not according to the bank account, which is the new stats. So we're looking at the bank account, like, these are not working. Like, something is happening, right? It took us like almost 2 days to like reconcile everything. And we found out the problem. And I love Hirals. It's probably the best of the tracking platforms right now by far. But for everyone who signed up for a free trial, it was attributing $97 towards the free trial, because in a month now, they billed $97. And so we were looking at, like, we had collected $100 that we hadn't, which made all the stats work on this side and not work on the actual money in the bank side. And so we had like, turn off the ads, slow everything down, like, so everything like, screeching to a halt, like everything stopped. Like, okay, what do we do? Like, what's happening? And we realized that the funnel we had, as great as it was for warm traffic, JV traffic, stuff like that, it wasn't the average order value, the average cart value wasn't high enough for paid ads to actually work. And so it's coming back to the drawing board saying, okay, how do we tweak this funnel now so that when it's going out to warm and cold traffic, it'll continue to promote, to continue to convert profitably, okay? And so this is like, this is the game, by the way, you guys. Like, this is, if you heard me talk about funnel audibles and things like that, this is the game we play all day long, right? It's always like figuring things out, like looking at the numbers and like, okay, it's working now or it's not. Like, and then it's like, what's the next, like, what, like, how do we fix this? I don't know. Like, let's throw something against the wall and see what sticks. And so yesterday was fun. We actually had the entire marketing team out here in Boise for, not marketing team, but sorry, the funnel building team was here in Boise for the last 2 days for a funnel hackathon, which was really cool. And we had everybody here. And so it was kind of fun to be like, this is about time we realized it wasn't working. It's like, hey, all right, we need something different. What should we do? And so we started talking about different things. And the biggest thing we came up with was like, we just need one more upsell. One more upsell would get us over the numbers. And it's like, well, what do we have? Like, well, what can we sell? We had nothing to sell yet. So we're like digging through all the content, the archives, like, what do we have? And all of a sudden we realized there was a product we created that we were going to sell, but we haven't sold yet. And it was the Charles Hanel Master Key Systems Home Study Course, which is another gold gem that I found. And it's something we're going to sell for probably $2,000 in the future. It was going to be something where someone would pay like $500 and then it's $97 a month and they get this newsletter in the month every single month. And it was something really fun we're going to put together. But like, we'd already printed 1,000. So we got 1,000 of these in the warehouse. What if we, instead of selling these for $97 a month, what if we compressed it, made it $297, and just see if that gets cart value to the point where we can make it work? Because if we can get cart value to where it works, now we can blow this company up again, right? If those don't understand cart value, basic cart value, I call it average cart value. Other people call it average order value. It's the same phrase, same term, doesn't matter. But it's basically like when somebody buys your product and they go through the upsell, downsell sequence, on average, how much money do you make for every person who buys this, who buys the front end, right? So for a book funnel, let's say it's Expert Secrets. For everyone who buys Expert Secrets, we have upsells and downsells. On average, how much do I make for every Expert Secrets book I sold, right? So let's say we make $50 on average for every book we sell in the Expert Secrets book funnel. It means I can spend $50 on ads to break even, right? So that's what average order value is, right? So like, if I spend $50 and I make $50, it means I have a one-time ROAS, which stands for return on ad spend. I spend $50, I made $50, one-time ROAS. So these are some of the metrics we talk about, the marketing nerds talk about, if that makes sense. So right now, again, we thought we were spending, you know, for every dollar we spend on ads, we thought we were making $1.50. So like, what do you, you know, you spend a dollar, you make $1.50. What do you do? You spend as much money as you can. Like, it's Christmas time all day, right? But it turned out it was like we spent a dollar on ads and we're making 40 cents. That's what was actually happening. And it was just like, yeah. So the goal then is to, how do we increase the average order value? So again, if it was Expert Secrets, instead of spending $30, we're making $30 from every book we sold. How do we get to $40, $50, or $60? Because if I can get to $60 per book and I'm still spending $50, now I can like scale this offer like crazy. So that's always the goal. That's all we're doing in this funnel game, right? Is how do we lower ad spend, increase average cart value or average order value, and so to the point where I'm making more than I'm spending, and then we can blow it up. Like, that's the game. Like, it's a fun game. It's like, it's just you're tinkering, you're trying things. As soon as you get to work, then it's like, boom, scale it, and that's how you go from zero to building a ClickFunnels empire. Like, you get the return on ad spend where you're spending way less than, anyway, so that's the goal. So we're coming back, and so we decide we're at upsell number 3. We figure the price point we need to make it work is about $297. So we made a $297 version of this. And it was fun because, you know, people are like, well, how do you make funnels, Russell? So this is what we do. So all the teams here in the office, I was like, quick, grab the physical copies of the products. We grab the product. We put it on this thing right here. And I turn the camera. I'm like, what's up? This is Russell Brunson. All right, I got one last special offer for you. And I told the story about the thing. Like, this is really cool. I told the story about this thing I found. I'm like, we made a physical version. Check it out. I show the things. In the future, we're going to sell this for $500 one time, the $97 a month. It's a two-year program, so it's about $2,997 for this. But right now we're trying to get case studies and beta, you know, people to prove this is actually a good product, a good course. And so what we're going to do is we're going to give you a huge discount. We'll give you a 90% discount. So instead of paying the $2,997 to people in the future, you can get the whole thing for $297. If you want to add this to your order, click the link down below now. Boom. So that was like one take, you know, best case scenario, you know, actually I think it took three or four takes, but I finally nailed it. It's like, hey, we got it. Go. And then send it to the video team. Like, go, you know, edit this. Get it online, get it, upload it to Voomly, which is our video hosting platform. Upload it to Voomly as quick as you can. And then we're running back like, okay, now for the page, we need some pictures. And so we get a camera out. So like laying out the things and I get my iPhone out taking some pictures. And then one of the guys on our team has got a better camera. He's taking pictures and we finally get a picture. Like, okay, cool. Get the picture. So he's running over on Photoshop. He's editing it. While he's editing it, I open ClickFunnels. I create new page, upsell number three. And I'm like, okay, need a headline. One last special offer. About that time, I get the edited picture back. So I throw the picture on the thing. Boom, there's the picture. And about that time, the video guy sends the video back. I get the video. Boom. And then like I put an order form, or sorry, one-click upsell. It makes $297 for digital. Or if you want the physical, it's $497. And that was it. Like we just threw the page together. And then I hand it over to one of the funnel builders who are better than me to go and connect the upsell to the downsell. Make sure the mobile version works. And within like an hour, we had upsell number three that was in the funnel. And then we're like, hey, turn the ads back on. Let's see what happens. Whew. And so right now, ads are on, and I don't know what happened. One of two things will happen. Number one, it'll increase cart value to the point where it's higher than our ad spend, and now we're back in business, baby. We can start growing and scaling and driving traffic. It's amazing. Or number two, it's not going to work. And it's like, hey, why didn't it work? And you guys have been with me for a while now. Like, why didn't it work? Well, it's either the hook, the story, or the offer. One of those three things. So we'll go back, look at upsell number three. It's like, hey, is it the hook? Right? The hook was like, here's this rare book I found. It's so cool. The story behind the book was great. The offer is the offer, right? So it's the hook, the story, the offer. And we'll tweak those. And if it doesn't work, then again, we'll try we'll probably test the hook first. We'll tweak the hook. I'll tweak the headline. Did it work? Tweak the headline. Did it work? And if that doesn't change, okay, let's tweak the story. Then maybe make a new video. Come back, make a new video, put it back in there. Doesn't work? Then I'll tweak the offer. Doesn't work. You'll try three or four variations. That doesn't work. It's like, hey, upsell number three is not the right upsell. Delete it. What else we got? Okay, we're running around like, what if we did this? What if we did this? And we figure out something out, plug it in there, turn ads back on, and sit back and watch. Okay, it's going to happen. And then one of two things happens. One, it increases our average order value. Now we're a profitable ad spend, or it doesn't. If it does, sweet, have a party, spend as much money as you can, and let's go out to eat. Number two, if it doesn't, okay, is it the hook, the story, the offer? Tweak, 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 tweak. And either it works or it doesn't. If it doesn't work, we kill it, start over again. And that's kind of the process over and over and over and over again. And that's the game we play here. So anyway, that's what's happening. So the update on us getting to $100 million a year business, where we still have a long way to go, but this is how we're doing. This is the game. This is how it plays. We get one good offer, we can scale this thing infinitely, right? That's where we're trying to get to. And so the MIFKI offer is getting better and better and better. If we can scale this thing correctly, if we can get the numbers to work, we probably can be adding pretty consistently, I would say 150, 200 people a day to the continuity, which is huge, right? And the next phase for us is then like, what's the next big dramatic demonstration? And so now we're working on the big dramatic demonstration for this business and this brand, which will be happening in April. It's called the Think and Grow Rich Challenge. So that's actually a project I'll be working on the plane tomorrow as we're heading out to kind of get all the people and the places in place. And as you guys know, then that's going to be the next big affiliate push. Affiliates promote dramatic demonstration. It gets people to MIFKI. Then we'll promote it. Ads will promote it. We'll do the whole thing. Hopefully we double or triple the size of continuity. After that happens, then we go back. We evergreen Think and Grow Rich Challenge, and then we turn ads on that. And then the game starts again, tweaking, 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 increasing average order value, decreasing costs, until the point where we got a winner. When it wins, then we start scaling it, and we just sit back and watch it until that number gets back to normal, okay? This always happens in a campaign. Like we launch a book, what happens? We launch Traffic Secrets. Initially, we get $70 average order value. Every book, we get $70, right? We're spending $20, and that's the best. But over time, what happens is the ad cost starts growing. It goes from $20 to sell a book to $30 to $40. And then the cart value, as you go from hot traffic to warm traffic, drops from $70 to $60 to $50. And somewhere in the middle, they meet in the middle. Right? And as soon as they drop the other direction, that's when you have to like, I have to make new ads to get the ads cheaper so that it gets cheaper. And I got to go and make new, or I got to increase the average order value of the funnel. I got to tweak the funnel or tweak the ads. But that's the game we're playing all day long. As soon as you get something that's positive ROI, you just run it as long as you can. Like right now for ClickFunnels business, your first funnel challenge is our number one converting funnel. Like it's positive ROI. And so we're spending millions of dollars a month just dumping it into that for as long as we can. And eventually that offer will stop working. And then we'll go back and tweak it, change it. It doesn't work. And boom, create a new offer. But that's the game we play here at Yeah, it's Funnel Hacker. So I hope you enjoy the game. I love it. I hope this episode was helpful for you guys from a lot of different standpoints. We talked about so many cool things. Hopefully you got something of value. If you did, please let me know. Please drop a comment wherever you listen to this podcast. That means the world to me. Share this episode with other people, and that'd be awesome. So with that said, thank you guys so much. I thank you for being part of the Marketing Secrets podcast. I love serving you guys, and I hope this episode was useful. Thanks so much, and we'll see you guys on the next episode.